Here's a challenge for you. Name a famous Danish composer. If you came up with the name Carl Nielsen, you're doing well. Nielsen was one of the first Danish composers to make an international name for himself. And on the next Kalamazoo Symphony concert, we'll open with Nielsen's Helios Overture. It honors Helios, the Greek god of the sun, and the music traces the sun's rise in the east, its journey across the sky, and its descent into dusk. Nielsen uses gentle strings and then the oboe to show the first glimmers of daybreak. Once the sun is blazing in the sky, a stirring allegro theme takes over. As a child, Nielsen studied violin, cornet, and piano. He worshipped the music of Mozart and Brahms, and later, in his own compositions, he brought a quality of simplicity to his musical themes. Helios radiates heat and energy, and the strings respond with a brilliant presto passage. The journey heads westward, and strings and horns bid farewell to the setting sun. On this same Kalamazoo Symphony program, we have a concerto by another rarely heard composer, Giovanni Bottesini. This early 19th century musician was a virtuoso double bass player, as well as an accomplished opera conductor. Surely there's more than a hint of operatic drama in the concerto's opening passage. Bottesini wrote 10 operas, several bass concerti, and a dozen studies for the bass. He was nicknamed the Paganini of the double bass. Our soloist is the winner of the Stallburg International String Competition, Nicholas Schwartz, and he'll demonstrate the flawless singing tone which helped him win the competition. The final movement of Bottesini's B minor concerto is all flash. The rhythm is energetic, the melody engaging. ¶¶ Our performances of Nielsen and Bottesini will serve as KSO appetizers for Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony. This next Kalamazoo Symphony concert is one you won't want to miss.